You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Hello, hello, hello. Good morning. Welcome to another episode of AWOD Weekend Radio. Today, Sunday, May 9th, a special Mother's Day show here on The Fan. I want to hear from all the moms out there, all the moms that support the D.C. teams, all the wives and sisters who watch Wiz, Caps, Nats, and football with their significant others and stand by our sides as we cry, scream, shout, cringe, and cheer for our D.C. sports teams. This show is for you today. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. My name is Adam Epstein, and this is AWOD Weekend Radio. I'm at TheOneSportsNerd on Twitter. You can use the hashtag AWODArmy to get your tweet read throughout the show. And this show is for you, AWOD Army members. There's always, when I get on the radio here and I'm doing my thing, I always love the support that I get on Twitter and on social media. And so that's always a big part of the show. I want it to be interactive as possible. So the AWOD Army members, we also have the AWOD Angels out there. This show is for you. So the big stories on the show today, the Wizards win an incredible overtime victory, but I'm wondering how bad is Bradley Beal's injury. I'm going to talk about that later on in the show. The Caps win in overtime as well, a 2-1 victory over the Philadelphia Flyers. They are now 35-15-5 on the season. Washington is currently in second place in the East, trailing just Pittsburgh by 2 points. And the Nats blow a lead to the Yankees after leading in the 9th and the 10th. They lose in the 11th inning in extra innings, 13-16 on the season. Now the Nats are currently in last in the NL East, but it's all right. It's early in the season and they are close, just 2.5 games behind first place New York Mets. I'm also going to get into what's going on in entertainment and around the world. Well, Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live last night. There was so much hype on social media for this. I was watching live. I put out a poll on my Twitter at TheOneSportsNerd asking people if they thought it was awesome or cringeworthy. You know, I was texting my sister about it last night. I feel like Elon Musk is like the millennials' Albert Einstein. Like, that's the way we view him. I don't think any millennial out there would deny that we think he is the smartest person of our time right now that we're living in. The inventor of Tesla, he's freaking taking people to Mars in the next 20 years. I mean, it's insane. So he was on Saturday Night Live last night, and I was watching it live, and everyone was talking about Dogecoin. It went crazy, went up 20% in 1 hour, and then back down right as the show started, 15% in about a minute. And so I have to touch on that in my non-sports segment later on in the show. The NBA playoffs are coming up. They're just around the corner. I'm really excited about that. USA is opening back up. I went to the Wizards game this week. I got to talk about that and tell you guys what to expect when you go to Capital One Arena or if you go head to a Nats game. Half Street is on fire right now. It's the place to be once you're vaccinated. So let's start with this Wizards game last night. Bradley Beal scores 50 points but goes down in the end of regulation. And he went down with an ankle injury earlier in the game, left to get it taped up, came back, and then they said it was his hip bothering him at the end of the game there when he had to go out. And Russell Westbrook, wow, he just led the Wizards to this overtime victory. Late buckets, late stops, big rebounds, assists. He did everything for them, and they found a way to win. That's all you have to do, especially at this point in the season when you're playing Indiana, a team that's just above you in the playoff scenario right now. They found a way to win a very hard-fought game, a hard-fought victory over Indiana when they needed this win. So a huge lineup of guests coming up on my show. Of course, I'll discuss the Wizards with my guy Chase Hughes from NBC Sports Washington at 10:30 a.m. I will talk about the Washington football team and a little bit of the recap of their NFL draft from last week with my guy Logan Paulson at 11:30 and give you guys my take on Ryan Fitzpatrick and commanding this offense and why I think he's the perfect fit for us this season. Maybe not for the next five seasons or even the next two, but for this season, Ryan Fitzpatrick is just perfect for us, in my opinion. And then the biggest guess, drum roll here, Cody, I don't even know if the world is ready for this. At 11 a.m. on the show, a special Mother's Day shout out, and then an incredible guest. I'm going to have my mother on the show. Amy Epstein will be joining me. You don't know what she's going to say. You don't know what she's going to say. This is her first time on the radio. Is she going to give me lawyer facts? Is she going to tell all the embarrassing stories about me as a child? We don't know. But we'll get into that at 11 a.m. If you miss any of the show, you can always rewind with the Odyssey.com app or go to 1067thefan.com/listen live, thefandc.com/listen live. And I want to get talk to people throughout the show, 1-800-636-1067. I see the phone lines are starting to light up right now. We get callers here. I mean, how can you not want to call after that Wizards game? Like, my plan for this show would be to talk Wizards for the next hour and a half. Basically, until my mom gets on the show, I want to talk Wiz. Because that's how fired up I am about how things have gone this season. I mean, if you think about it, those first 10 games were terrible. I mean, embarrassingly bad. And then we went through that stretch where we got COVID. And the whole team was down for about a month. I mean, it was the worst thing that you could expect for Washington Wizards basketball. They've turned things around. A big part of that was that trade, getting rid of Mo Wagner and Troy Brown Jr., bringing in Chandler Hutchinson and the block god, Daniel Gafford, who's made an incredible impact. But you have to give all the credit to Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal. They are doing what Wizards fans had hoped that John Wall and Bradley Beal would have done for years now, which is one of them leads the league in points, the other one basically leads the league in assists. And they've been an incredible duo. They've been, I would say, the best backcourt in basketball, at least of the past 3 to 4 weeks. An incredible stretch of basketball here for this Washington Wizards team. Here's a little stat for you. Bradley Beal goes for 50. Last night, Steph Curry went for 49. So the updated scoring averages, and if you heard my show at all in the past few weeks, I am obsessed with Bradley Beal getting this scoring title because that's the one thing this Washington Wizards franchise has never done. We had Gilbert Arenas almost leading the league in scoring, but he lost that title to Allen Iverson. John Wall was never that big of a scorer. You can go back in Wizards history. We've been close in the past, but never won. And so Bradley Beal, here's the updated scoring. Stephen Curry, 31.866. Bradley Beal, 31.4067. I mean, it is neck and neck. Just a few games to go here, and I'm hoping that Bradley Beal can get it done. I mean, he scored 50 last night, but Steph turns around and basically hits three-pointers with his eyes closed, and everything goes in. But the biggest stat last night was Russell Westbrook, Mr. Triple-Double, tying Oscar Robertson's record with 181 career triple-doubles. This season, Russell is averaging 21.8 points, 14.6 rebounds, and 14.6 assists. I can't not look at those numbers and not smile. They're insane numbers, and it's happening from my point guard of my favorite basketball team. It gets me so excited. Man, I am loving watching the Wizards right now. There's nothing better on TV. I see a caller right now. We got Walt who wants to talk about Elon Musk on Saturday Night Live. That wasn't as good as that Wizards game last night. An overtime victory. It came down to the wire to the last play of the game. Caris LeVert, he's burning us all game. He's going to the basket. He's making Bertans look like a fool every time he crosses him over. He has a three-pointer for the win, but Brody, Russell Westbrook, gets a hand in the air and blocks his shot. The game-winning block shot after the game-winning free throws on the possession before that. Russell Westbrook is such a freaking superstar. It's incredible to watch. You got his work ethic that shows night in and night out on a daily basis. The way he holds his teammates accountable. People are starting to know this now. You can't watch Wizards games and not see him pull players aside. and give them advice and tell them what to do. I mean, his leadership is Hall of Fame level. He's one of the clutchest players in basketball right now. And oh, yeah, he might have been injured earlier this season, but he can still fly. I mean, he had an incredible finger roll layup where he took on three guys at the end of regulation there, flew to the basket, and tied it in with that game-tying layup. I mean, it was incredible to watch. Have to talk about the Wizards. So let's get your phone calls now. 1-800-636-1067. What were your thoughts as Russell Westbrook blocked Caris LeVert as the clock expired? 1-800-636-1067. Am I crazy to tell you that I think the Washington Wizards can make a run to the Eastern Conference Finals? The run that we've been waiting for 10 years. I think things are starting to work in shape, and it could actually happen this season. We have to keep playing at this incredible level of basketball, but we are peaking right now at the exact right time. I'm Adam Epstein here on 106.7 The Fan, 1-800-636-1067. Your phone calls next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening in. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067. I'm also at The One Sports Nerd on Twitter. And I am fired up after that Wizards win last night. This is not your normal Wizards, all right? This is not a normal Wizards season right now where we peak right before the midway mark and then fall down to the 7 or the 8 seed, end up playing the Raptors in the playoffs, and you know what happens there. This is a different season. There's been so many up and downs, and we are finally actually trending in the right direction at the right point in the season here. I believe there's 5 games left. The biggest markers for this season right now were that initial run where we played no defense and we were losing close games and also being blown out before the third quarter even started. And then we had that COVID outbreak. And that led to this point in the season where Washington and Tommy Shepard were forced to play some of their cards into their hand. All right, they traded Mo Wagner, traded Troy Brown Jr., brought in Daniel Gafford, Chandler Hutchinson. And when Daniel Gafford's not in foul trouble, he's been an unbelievable addition for Washington here. A rim protector, a force in the paint. He's been way more consistent than Alex Len, and he's made Robin Lopez make the most of his diminishing minutes. It's simple. He's blocking shots around the basket. It's leading to runouts and transition layups from Beal and Westbrook. And on the offensive end, it's all about scoring efficiency. And how does Washington get a lot of easy buckets? That's with layups and dunks coming from Westbrook, driving and dishing, or Russell or Bradley Beal getting to the basket there and just finishing with reverse layup after reverse layup like he did last night. 1-800-636-1067. We got people fired up right here. Let's go to Andre in Manassas. Andre, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey,
man. When you talk about football, you know, people like to say it was the greatest football player of all time, and you can't really do it because it's too many different positions. But when it comes to basketball, yeah, Russell Wilson has 180-some plus
Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook, I apologize. Yeah. Michael Jordan has like 20. You know, LeBron maybe like 2. I mean, I'm exaggerating the stats, but Russell Westbrook has completely destroys these guys as when it comes to, you know, triple doubles. And I wonder what stats besides, is it just only points when it comes to basketball player? All you care about is just how many points they score. Because when I look at the things that he has accomplished in today's basketball and 180 some triple doubles, he's got to be one of the greatest basketball players of all time. I mean, he shoots, he scores, he assists, and he gets the rebound. And yet, you know, it's Russell Westbrook, and no one really, you never hear his name mentioned. And I don't know if you ever will hear his name mentioned, if it's just because of the rings, is it because, you know, you have to be, you know, you have to score X amount of points a game for you to be considered the greatest basketball player of all time. But what he's doing, I guess what I'm saying is, I think people are sorely underappreciating what they're seeing here and what Westbrook is doing.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, I think the reason that people don't view him as one of the greatest of all time like that is it comes down to, like, jump shooting and clutch buckets, which right recently he's been incredible at. But when I think of Russell Westbrook, I think of way more than a jump shot. You know, I think of the offensive rebounds that he gets. I think of him flying on transition, doing Blake Griffin-like things as a point guard, right? And you're right. It's incredible everything that he's done. The triple doubles. The fact is that the way he impacts the game is more than so many people, because it's offensive side of the ball, it's defensive side of the ball, and it's transition. He gets steals and he kicks it out.
He's the complete. I mean, that's the epitome of being a complete basketball player. Which, I mean, I don't think, how many triple doubles does Jordan or LeBron or Kobe have? I think it's in the 20s and the 30s.
LeBron has a lot. LeBron does get a lot of triple doubles.
It's not even close. It's not.
No,
I don't know,
he doesn't have 180. No, I would say probably LeBron has 40 or 50. I'll have Cody look that up during the break there. But no, good call, Andre. I'm with you.
Take it easy.
Yep. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to, we got Kevin in Fredericksburg. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And absolutely, I'm fired up about the Wizards. I was around when the Bullets used to pack the Capitol Center, and we won the championship. I was like in high school. But let me tell you what I think is really a good point for what the Wizards are doing right now.
Yeah.
They are winning all these games, okay? They're very close, and they're winning the close games. And, you know, going into the playoffs, you know, you've won all these close games. When you get down to an end, you're going to have that mentality. We're going to win this. And I do want to say one more thing about Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook is, you know, I was lucky enough to see Oscar Robertson at the end of his career. Russell Westbrook is a, you know, his stats now, but Oscar Robertson didn't have the power moves that Russell has. And of course, you know, we all see Magic Johnson. Russell Westbrook, all the fans should be, you know, happy to see this. He is a first ballot Hall.
Yeah. No, Kevin, you're breaking up here, but I'm 100% with you. And here's the thing you're right about, all right? They are winning the close games here in Washington right now for the first time since, like, the Gilbert Arenas era. I mean, so many times with Brad Beal and John Wall, we were losing close games. We were missing buzzer beaters. Heck, we even missed a buzzer beater last night, but we fought and gave out the extra effort that it takes to win these close games. And you're right, going into the playoffs, when you've won all these close games, that gives you so much momentum, because the playoff game, it's going to slow down. It's going to be more in a more intense atmosphere, and it's going to come down to one or two possessions. All right, 1-800-636-1067. We lost Kevin there. Let's go to Derek in D.C. Derek, you're on the Fan with Adam Epstein.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Let's see. The perspective that your callers are giving is great. Russell Westbrook is doing some phenomenal things, and I'm going to come at it with just a little different perspective.
Okay.
I'm a former person that tried out with the Washington Bullets years ago. No, I did not make the team, but I went overseas and played a number of years.
Awesome.
The one difference is in playing in the league that they're playing in today, being the athlete that Russell Westbrook is tremendously different from the players that you see him playing against. He has some experience from playing way back in the days in the 90s when they were able to touch ball players and not lay hands on them. So he's taking full advantage of that because he's a freak of nature athlete. He can score, rebound, and defend. But more importantly, I've been listening to the Washington fan base for the Wizards all year long.
Yeah.
Still, no one is giving Scott Brooks, who is playing chess with all of his pieces, who are not superstars besides the two, Beal and Westbrook, he's putting his team in position to win.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you. And right? And here's the thing, though. I have to respond to that, though,
yes.
Because Scott Brooks
sure.
has taken a lot of criticism, and I think
yes,
it's because for the first half of the season, he wasn't playing chess. There were issues with his rotation. Troy Brown Jr. was getting minutes and doing nothing. You know, Beal and Westbrook are so good that the Wizards shouldn't be battling for a play-in game. Am I correct to say that if things had gone right at the beginning of the season, we
yes.
should be a 4 or 5 seed?
No question. But the thing about it is they're only, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not exactly sure how this playoff situation goes, but they're a game and a half out of 8th position.
Yeah.
Is that, I don't think that's a play-in game. I think that's in the playoffs.
No, so the 7 and the 8 seed will play each other for the 7 spot. 9 and 10 will play each other for a chance to play 8. So 8 would be 7 and 8 or 8 is the best spot because then you get 2 chances to make the playoffs.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I hope that happens to this team, especially for the Washington fan base. Look how excited we are
yeah.
to have a team that's battling and winning.
So, Derek, what is the biggest difference in the second half of the season for you that's allowing Washington to win these games now?
Shepherd, mm-hmm. the moves he's made,
yeah.
the players he has brought in, they're difference makers because they now, if you watch a past Wizards team, they did not defend around the paint. They're not very good perimeter defenders. That's why we have those lanes so close.
Right.
They give up a lot of threes at the end of the games, unfortunately. But around the paint, they defend. He's a freak. The one thing that they do is they defend around the paint and they can rebound. When they rebound, they kick it out to Beal. They kick it out to Westbrook. And when they're coming downhill, and Beal is such a phenomenal scorer, Westbrook is such an attacking player. But the beauty of Westbrook is his vision, that's why he's getting these triple doubles, is second to none.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible that I'm watching this man be able to hit these players that are in spots. And then, of course, Scott Brooks has put these men in great position. If Westbrook goes right here, you're at this corner spot. I don't want to keep going on, but it's such a beautiful thing to watch.
It is.
And I'm so happy for everyone and all of us.
Me too, man. Good call, Derek. You're right about Tommy Shepherd making moves. And here's how I'm going to talk about it and describe it to you guys. The Wizards started this season with Thomas Bryant as the center. All right, and look, I love Thomas Bryant. I think he could be a great stretch five or a power forward in this league. But here's the thing is defensively, though, he was being outmatched against the Joel Embiids of the game, right? And here's the thing is a small move that Tommy Shepherd did was bring in Alex Len, who has been fighting for a spot in the NBA on a starting roster since he got out of Maryland and into the league. He was basically dumped by the Suns. They didn't want him anymore. And Alex Len has just given us that extra effort. Then you bring in Daniel Gafford, who's swatting shots. And then you got the tree trunk Robin Lopez, who, if we need to go against a meteor or a bigger center, he can provide a spark. But the thing is this, we have a three-headed monster at center now that's completely changed the way the Wizards are playing defense. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We have full phone lines. We're going to take a quick break here and pay our bills. We'll be right back. Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. We are rocking and rolling on a Mother's Day morning. Announcement that at 11 a.m., my mother will be joining the show. My mommy, not your mommy, my mommy. Her radio debut here on The Fan at 11 a.m. But right now we are talking about the Washington Wizards and their incredible win last night. I put out a poll at the One Sports Nerd. Which is more impressive this season? Bradley Beal's 31.4 points per game? Or Russell Westbrook and his 35 triple-doubles now tying Oscar Robertson for most all time? 1-800-636-1067. I mean, Beal scored 50 last night, but everyone wants to talk about Westbrook. Look, I don't really want to compare the two because I'm just all about the Wizards winning, but that's the poll I put out there right now, and you can vote for it on my Twitter page, and I'll read you the answers later on in the show. But let's get back to the phone lines right here, and we're talking to people about this Wizards win last night, how incredible this season has been, that out of nowhere, the Wizards have gotten hot. They're on fire right now, one of the top teams in the league. They've even got Davis Bertans getting himself into some action here. He had 10 points off the bench last night, including two big three-pointers. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Brent in Tysons. Brent, you're on the fan. Hey, Brent.
Oh, me?
Yeah, man.
Oh, Chris. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, but thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about what's going on with the Wizards. I want to say that, you know, it was said before that the trade was a wash for Wall, for Westbrook. No, I think we won that trade.
Yeah.
We won that trade because one thing, I can respect Wall, and I thought Wall was great and is a great individual player, but he didn't have the ability to transfer that energy, that fire to his teammates like Westbrook can.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Westbrook, you know, like you said, we're talking about what he has done, and I think he's been a great accentuator to what Beal does. He feeds him the ball, gets him to score even more points. He's not competing with him to score points, right? He's complimenting everybody on the floor, and he's firing them up to want them to do more. I mean, that last night's game was about grit. It was about toughness. It was about, he went out there, that last shot, he blocked that shot. You know, what more of a statement do you need to see?
Right.
You know, he blocking that shot on that last shot, no, it's not going down here. We're taking that win. And, you know, we also, I think we won the trade deadline. I mean, we didn't go after big names. We didn't go try to clear salary. We got guys that people didn't, were like, who was that?
Right.
Okay, I guess that's a trade. And now they're coming over here and becoming stars.
Yeah.
So whatever happens in the playoffs, I'm excited. I'm hopeful that we'll get there, and I'm excited to see what happens. But the biggest thing I'm looking for is for retention. Try to keep this team together and build off of it. You know, Alex Len is young, and I think he has a place here. They should try to keep him on the team.
Yeah.
And imagine when you get Bryant and some of those other injured players back, what they can do to enhance this team even more. I don't want it to be – a lot of times Wizards have made trades, made moves, and then it's a flash in the pan. Guys leave the next year.
Right.
Let's not let that happen. Let's try to keep it and build on something versus just keep on shooting shotgun shots at the wall and see what happens.
Yeah, and Chris, I love the way you said Russell Westbrook is leading. I mean, he's leading this team in a way that hasn't been done since Gilbert Arenas. And I don't want to bring John Wall down, but I think Wall lacked some of the vocal leadership that Russ has. You know, Westbrook's louder. He's violent. He's rude. He gets to the basket. He gets up in your face, and he's a freaking alpha. And I love it when he's on. He's unstoppable. And I think the way he leads is you're seeing this, the way his teammates have more confidence. Hey, if he gives it to him, they're going to hit that open shot. Rui, if he gets it on fast break from Russ, he's going to try to dunk it on people. It's the confidence level that he's bringing that's totally changed the culture here in Washington.
I absolutely agree. I absolutely am right on board with you. I think that when I watched him last year, I know that he was hurt and it was a weird year, but he seemed kind of washed. But I think he came here and he saw the opportunity, and he's rejuvenated, and he's really making something out of this team. Like you said, that attitude is exactly what other teams are seeing with the whole Wizard team. Stepping up in your face, and we're not going to give you this win. We're not going to lay down.
Yeah. No, great call, man. I'm with you there. And here's the thing with Russell Westbrook. He's such an alpha that when he comes onto this team, it takes him 25 to maybe 40 games to kind of carve his role in it, you know, because he didn't want to overshadow Beal. But at this moment right now, this season, he's playing incredible basketball, and he's complimenting Bradley Beal perfectly. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, you're on the fan. Hey, Rob. All right, Rob, I'm going to put you back on hold. Let's go to, We got Ray in D.C. Ray, you're on the fan. Ray.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Ray.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up?
Thanks for taking the call.
I got to put you on hold, Ray. We got, hey, check his connection, Cody. I don't know what's up with that. We got to get some good callers here again. Let's try Gus in Alexandria. Gus, you're on the fan.
Hey, Wad. Classy move. Are you putting your mom on Mother's Day today? Love that.
Oh, appreciate it.
With the Wizards, you know, I called them a couple weeks ago saying that Westbrook did the same thing at the end of the game, which is, I think right before regulation, the next to last sequence of plays, he drove, he got that basket like within a couple seconds.
Yeah.
But then at the end, he still, you know, waits and takes a bad shot. In overtime, he got lucky with that call. It was a foul, of course, but in the playoffs, he's not going to get that call.
No, you're absolutely right. We should mention that. At the end of regulation, he took a bad shot and he missed short rim. And then at the end of overtime, he got absolutely bailed out by that foul. He was double teamed and he just threw it up.
And so my thinking is that, you know, we can beat the Torontos and Clevelands, but I'm worried that I think we need to sit Beal, and it's going to work for him because that's going to play into this whole scoring average thing. You know, they're not going to want to just play him 15 minutes because that'll, you know, crush his scoring average. And I don't think we should think like that, but that's how it's going to be thought. But it's going to come down to the playing games, and I think we're going to end up playing the Celtics for that very last playing spot. I don't think we're going to get to the 8th seed. We're going to get the 9th seed. We'll beat the 10th seed. We'll face the Celtics, and that's going to be a scary game with our record against the Celtics, even though they haven't performed this year. There's no guarantee we're going to make it into the first round of the playoffs.
No, you're right about that. I'm just hoping that Boston gets that 7th seed and we have a shot against the Hornets, because I absolutely think we can beat the Hornets. Do you agree?
I actually don't. I think the Hornets are actually, you know, they're a solid team, you know, balanced. Now, I think we have better stars, and so maybe in this one-game thing, you know, Beal and Westbrook could just blow them out. But I think when it comes to half-court basketball, you know, that really tight playoff intensity, you know, it's not really our cup of tea necessarily. We don't have that experience. And so I'm concerned. But, I mean, push comes to shove, I'll put my money on the Wizards. You know, I got to trust Beal and Westbrook. We got the two best players when you consider these caliber of teams on the floor. So, you know, I'm still going to root for them. But, you know, just beating Indiana by 1 point, you know, isn't going to really, you know, give me that much confidence.
No, you're right, man. But here's the thing. Here's why I am excited and why I think we have a shot here is when I look at this playoffs roster, or let's look at the standings right now. We got first place. We got Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia is beatable. You've got Joel Embiid, who's a superstar, and Ben Simmons, and Tobias Harris is kind of their third scorer. But Philly has lost in the playoffs year in and year out. The Brooklyn at the 2 seed is the team I absolutely want to avoid until the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't think we have a shot against them. I see them facing off with the Lakers in the championship. The Bucks, they've struggled in the playoffs every year. Yeah, this isn't your normal Bucks team this year with Drew Holiday and Giannis Antetokounmpo improves every single year, and they've got more shooters around him, but they've struggled in the playoffs. The Knicks is the 4 seed. That is so up in the air. Nobody expected that. The Atlanta Hawks is the 5th seed. They are one of the youngest teams in basketball. I could see them struggling. The 6th seed, Miami, is a team to really keep an eye on. Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, that's a team that could make a run back to the finals again. And then Boston has struggled. Boston, I don't want to play against, but they have struggled this season. There's no way that they should be in a play-in game at the 7th seed. And I mentioned to that caller earlier, I think the Hornets are a year or two too early. 1-800-636-1067. Let's continue these Wizards calls after the break on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. May 9th. Happy Mother's Day. Just after 9:45 here on The Fan, my name is Adam Epstein, and I think the Wizards, in a play-in game, are the favorites to win against pretty much anyone, maybe besides Boston, but they are red hot right now. All of a sudden, these guys are in sync. They're listening to each other. They play a little bit of defense. They switch. They're quick in transition. They get easy buckets. They're doing all these little things right that they haven't done in years, and that's the credit to Russell Westbrook. You cannot watch these games now and not notice the way Russell talks to his teammates and the way he's leading. He pulls teammates aside and gives them advice. He's demanding better defense. He's showing hustle. He's motivating people, and he's getting loose balls, leading to transition buckets. It's so much fun to watch. And you got to hear Russell Westbrook after the game here in the locker room last night after tying Oscar Robertson's record for most triple-doubles.
Congrats, baby. Thanks, man. Big time. Got anything for us? No, man, I just appreciate y'all. You know, I came here, you know, on the trade, and you guys have welcomed me with open arms. I appreciate everybody in this locker room from top to bottom. I wouldn't ask for any other teammates and staff, and I'm truly grateful for all you guys in here. So appreciate you guys, and let's keep going.
In the locker room after the game, posted by the Washington Wizards social media team. One of the hottest teams in basketball right now. Let's hear what the audience thinks of this Washington Wizards team. 1-800-636-1067. Ray in D.C., you're back on here.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been a fan since, I was in middle school at a playoff game in 1978.
Wow.
And, man, what a time to be a kid and watch the Bullets win. So I'm excited, man. I remember feeling excited when Juwan Howard and Weber were here and Strickland, and thinking, man, that might be a turnaround. But this one feels good. And I tell you, I'm so happy for Strickland, the team. Great chemistry. You know, I can't talk to you deeply about a lot of I'm an old school, so I don't follow as much as I used to. But I love the Wizards. I'm excited for this town. And, you know, one thing I might point out is a little bit disappointing Stephen A's criticism to Westbrook. Hey, man, the guy's had
Stephen
a great career.
Stephen A's a douche, all right? We can all say this. He's, you know what he is?
Yeah.
He's a loudmouth who's just trying to make headlines. He pisses me off so much. He's taking shots at Russell Westbrook. He was tweeting after the game last night, oh, you're finally winning. Hey, you know, this is a PSA for Stephen A. Smith. Shut the hell up about Russell Westbrook. You like that?
Hey, I agree 100%, man. We're glad to see him redeeming back.
So what did you think of the game last night, man? How incredible was that, winning in overtime?
You know what's exciting is to know that they're not ever out.
Yeah.
To really have hope. I mean, you know, they can win. You know, I mean, I was telling my brother-in-law and my father-in-law, hey, these guys are different, man. They can win. You know, you feel like you're in the game. Even if you're down 10 or 12, you feel like they can do it. You know, Bertrand's going to hit a three, or Bio can drive to the basket. I mean, there's so many people, even this young kid, Hachimura, I mean, they just have some good weapons. There's a great mix of youth and age and experience and the coach. I think it's just coming together. So I'm excited, hoping that they can stretch it out a little bit before I have to turn my attention to the Nats and the Caps. But
yeah,
thanks for taking the call. Excited
yeah, no
for the
problem,
Wizards.
Right? And here's the thing is, to describe the way the Wizards are playing that's perfectly in form and everyone complimenting each other is that at the end of the first half, all right, Bradley Beal went one-on-one, which he loves to do at the end of at the end of possessions here where the clock is running out. And he wants to be that alpha. He wants to be the number one that's going to hit the game-winning shot. It's going to hit the buzzer beater. Well, he did a little too much ball handling, all right, tried to go through his legs a little bit too much, and he almost turned it over, and he lost his dribble. And at the very last second, he kicked it out to Russell Westbrook, who happened to be wide open, and he hits the shot at the end of the half. And that's the way this Wizards team is playing right now, which is so perfect, which is when Bradley Beal struggles, when he fails, he's got somebody else to pick him up. And that's what we've needed, and that's what we've lacked for so many years here in Washington. And I mean, it's just incredible. Like you said, you never feel like the game is over. We were down by four, I think, in overtime, and we had no Bradley Beal, and Bertans hit a huge three. And he's struggled all season long. He's being way overpaid. I could go on him for hours. But that big three changed the momentum. Then Russell Westbrook got a steal and a bucket, and all of a sudden Washington was back up one. And I was saying to myself, no, it's not are the Wizards going to win this game, is it are the Wizards going to lose this game because the other team could hit a buzzer beater shot? Because we were doing everything right on offense at the end of the game there to win. It was, could we get a stop at the last play of the game? And, man, Caris LeVert was wide open for a split second, and then Russell Westbrook, so athletic, was able to block his shot. Let's hear. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. My guy Eddie, what's up, dude?
Hey, man. Good morning, man. Congrats on your show, buddy. I want to say about the Wizards, man. They're coming together really, really well with Westbrook and Beal, and they're working together extremely well. What I'm curious to know is if, for whatever reason, well, I mean, it's a good reason, if they make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
Is Beal going to step back a little bit and let Westbrook take over? Or is Westbrook going to continue on doing his you know, triple-double? Because if you remember, Westbrook used to take over games, especially in the playoffs. Whenever he got into the playoffs, Westbrook turned into a whole different dude. He will start dunking on people. He will become a momentum dude. You know what I mean? Like, he will try to turn a game over just off, like, two plays.
Yeah.
And then I wonder if Beal is going to sit back and be like, all right, let me get the ball. He'll turn back to being a three-point shooter and let Westbrook take over. What do you think would happen?
I think that we can get a little bit of that where Russell Westbrook is the man and he's doing it all. And like you saw last night, I mean, he had, what, 31 points? He had an incredible triple-double. And Bradley Beal had like a quiet 50. He was 19 of 31 shots. That shooting
crazy.
Efficiency is insane, man. He was just shooting when he was open, and he wasn't forcing anything. The thing I always pick on Bradley Beal for is that he can get to the basket. Everyone knows he can get to the basket, but he loves these pull-up jumpers and these step-backs and these turnarounds. But last night, he was getting the basket. It was layups. It was reverse layups. And that's the thing with Russell Westbrook is he's not going to force things. So if he doesn't get to the basket, he'll kick it out to Beal for an open three or let Beal take his man one-on-one. So I think if the Wizards are playing at their best, Eddie, you're going to see Beal and Westbrook switch off every few possessions. Whoever has the hot hand, they go to the basket, but not force things. And they let other guys kick it out and hit open threes.
But you said against the Nets, you worry against the Nets. I'm not too worried against the Nets because of Westbrook. Because Westbrook knows Kevin Durant.
Yeah, he does.
And he's going to tell whoever's guarding him what to do to him, because he's going to help out on Durant. He loves helping out on big men. Westbrook loves taking charges. And Kevin Durant, right now, I don't know if he's 100% healthy. So whenever Kevin Durant is going to try to come into the lane, Westbrook is going to be there. And so he's going to force Durant to be a three-point shooter, which he's amazing at. And that's the only way that they're going to beat us, because I don't know if Harden's going to be 100% either.
Yeah, no. If the Nets are healthy, I'm worried for sure, because they have more firepower than us. You know what I mean? Like, we have Beal and Westbrook firing on all cylinders, but if they're healthy enough to have Irving, Harden, and KD, we can't match that.
I wonder, though, because I wonder if Gafford's going to step up. Is gonna be he might be a crucial step up. Gafford won't be a crucial step up. Brooks, who's gonna stop Brooks' little hook shot? Durant's gonna cover him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now here's the thing: is that it's if our big men are hitting the open shot, and a lot of that comes down to getting them in transition. And Russell Westbrook, what he does, which is incredible, is sometimes when he drives, he like looks like he's gonna shoot it so much. It's such a deke that he's able to fake the defender into stepping up on him, and that leads guys like Gafford and Len wide open for dunks. And when you're getting dunks, you cannot be stopped in the NBA. It's all about, hey, where's your shot selection going to be? Are you going to shoot this tough floater with Westbrook, or are you going to slam it down with Gafford or Alex Len? That's an easy 2 points. Let's go to Rory in Winchester. You're on the Fan.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Awesome. Yeah, man, I'm psyched about this Wizards team. I haven't been this excited since the year after they lost to the Pacers. It was the second round.
Yeah. So what is different for you this year?
I mean, we just didn't have a point guard the last two, three seasons. John Wall was too hurt. Mm-hmm. The one thing I would change, though, is you see Bertans out there just kind of flailing around on defense.
Yeah.
And then he's missing open threes because he's expending all his energy on defense. I would put Hutchinson in maybe 7 to 10 more minutes and put Bertans in fresh off the bench rather than keeping him in as long as they've been doing.
Yeah, no, I noticed that last night. I didn't realize how much of a defensive liability he was, but every single time Caris LeVert got him on a screen and roll, he was going right to the basket and finishing with layups, and Bertans couldn't stop it.
There's nothing he could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I haven't been excited about the Wizards in, like I said, 4 or 5 years. It's fun, and the national people talking about Westbrook is just as ridiculous as it always has been. You know, he's amazing, so.
Yeah, good call, Rory. When we return here, I'm going to tell you guys why I think this red-hot Wizards team can make a run into the playoffs. And I'm just not talking about advancing in the play-in game, but when you pair Russell Westbrook with a dominant center, he's almost as good as LeBron. I mean, he's unguardable, especially in transition. More on the Wizards next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.